The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker there. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here again, Justin.
Yeah, and you've released a big bit of news. This is quite significant. And apart from, you know, all the good sort of drilling resources and exploration results you've been putting out recently, but this here, a strategic investment by the Ghana Sovereign Wealth Fund, and that should, you know, allay any fears. But before we go into that, Neil, there are always people listening who have not heard about the company I'm talking to. So just give us a brief overview of what Atlantic Lithium is about, please.
So we are Atlantic Lithium. We are listed on AIM with the symbol AAL and in the ASX A11. We are building the Ewoyaa Lithium Project in Ghana, looking at first production the year after next. And we are today on a significant step in terms of taking that forward.
Yeah. Now, a while back, you released an RNS for, you know, media speculation about the Ghana government and the change in their policies on mining lithium and all that stuff. But this announcement day, just first of all, explain it, if you could, and explain what's happening here with this investment.
So it's a total investment of $32.9 million. And what the Sovereign Wealth Fund is, which is ultimately part of the Ghanaian government, is making a cash investment of $27.9 million into the project level. So that will earn them a 6% stake. And indeed, another $5 million at the Atlantic Lithium level, so directly into Atlantic Lithium stock. So we've signed the heads of agreement with them, and both they are, we are very happy to be working together.
Yeah, that's a significant investment. And do they make these investments often into other companies or what?
They have made investments into other companies, but this is actually a change in their approach. So talking about changing government policy and people were worried what that'd mean. Well, I think this is a very positive aspect to changing policy is actually for the government to come forward and make a cash investment both into the project and indeed into the mine. And obviously in a stage in which we're in development, we're going through the licensing hurdles in country. So for the government to effectively to put its money forward to invest into the project, I think is a very positive sign about how important Ghana sees this mine in terms of its future development, diversifying its mineral base. Obviously, it's a country with a very long history of mining, a lot of mines that are operating, but predominantly in gold. And they've been very interesting to see how they diversify their mineral interests.
Yeah, surely there's no bigger vote of confidence in what you're doing, your project there, than actually putting their money where their mouth is, you know, and actually investing a large chunk of money. What is that? Almost a third, a quarter of your market cap, pretty much, into your company. They can't do more than that to say they're happy with what's happening. Can they with you and what's, you know, your exploration there and development?
I would say they're pioneers on this in that, you know, if you look at what's going on in other countries and there are talks about the government and its role, I can't remember any other governments, at least not in Africa, that I'm aware of actually putting cash investments into the projects to take a stake in what going on and participating in that as we go forward and take it to production. It's an enormous vote of confidence. We have been talking for quite a long time, but I think this is the reason it's taken a long time is partly because the government itself has been working out how it wants to participate in this area of critical minerals, which is obviously so important to the development of electric vehicles going forward.
Yeah. And just then for people now, you know, looking forward, some of the milestones you're hoping to achieve then, Neil, if you could, in the next 6-12 months.
So the other important one, and we've been talking about this for some time, is this quarter, and in previous calls we talked about the expectation is by the end of the quarter we'll be issued the mining lease, which is obviously a very important permitting hurdle. And indeed, we will be working through the other permitting hurdles over the next year. I actually hope we'll be able to accelerate that a little bit and look to break ground on the project this time next year, so next September, and look to be in production by April the year following. So that was all set out in our plan in our definitive feasibility study we put out at the end of June.
Yeah, well, now they've got skin in the game, you know, the wealth fund, their sovereign wealth fund. They're going to hope this gets to production as fast as possible, surely. But that's very good news. And, I can't see anyone now having any worries or fears about progressing this to, you know, production now that they put that money in. But for a reminder, if you could, then, Neil, three reasons, if someone's still on the sidelines just following this and not sort of paying attention, three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Atlantic Lithium to their watch list, please.
So first and foremost, this is a low capex, low OPEX project. So if you're looking in terms of lithium projects worldwide, this is a world-class project. It's looking at producing a steady-state production of 365,000 tons per annum of lithium from our initial plan set out in that DFS. The second reason is that the project is near-term. So we're looking at production the year after next. So that's a very fast payback on that because of the low costs of as you take it into production. And finally, we are actually in a really good jurisdiction. Ghana is a long-term mining jurisdiction with excellent infrastructure, very well-trained staff. We're building out our Ghanaian team to take the project forward at this moment in time. And you can see that support in Ghana from the Ghanaian government coming forward and making a cash investment into the project. And I think that's a huge endorsement for us.
Yeah, well, it doesn't get bigger, to be honest. Let's be honest. Excellent stuff, Neil. Thanks for coming on. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
A pleasure as always.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.